start with it. Oh no.
Yeah, we already started.
We've been doing a show for like 5 minutes.
We've been whispering the whole time.
Hey, we're hearing you whisper.
I know. We started the show.
I started the show. No, everything's been on. We've been whispering.
So the reason we were whispering is because I tried to talk about Star Wars and I got two cocksuckers in here that won't let me actually get any of my fucking opinions
out.
Well,
that's for the Star Wars show.
I know. And then but it happens with everything, though. I've been doing this shit for 10 years and I swear to God, I get stepped on so much sometimes that it makes me aggravated.
Sucks being second citizen.
I honestly don't care.
Poor Ryan.
He's so funny.
You guys won't listen to me.
My biggest problem in the last 10 years on the station is no one listens to me except all the people that actually listen to you.
Hey, I'm not talking about them.
He's just talking about us.
Yeah.
Nobody lets me talk about Star Wars.
Cockheads won't let me talk.
I have 17
lightsabers. Well, no,
you're wrong. I have 17 lightsabers. I can redo the whole
trilogy. I don't have 17. I have 3.
And how many sounds do they make?
Well, that's different. That doesn't count.
Fucking nerd.
Should
I do the intro properly now?
Nah, fuck that. We're already started.
Yeah, okay. I whispered the whole intro. Steve didn't have his headphones on. They were going back and forth. Me and Ryan did a whole intro.
Then my mic shut off.
We turned it back on before anybody ever noticed. We were having deep.
We heard
deep
you guys.
Thoughts by deep, Jack Haney. Yeah.
Deep thoughts about Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Star Wars. I like your purple lightsaber, but I really like your blue one.
It was so thick.
Yeah, I like it thick. With
this is sick. I just like girthy. Girthy.
Girthy big lightsabers. I can take that whole lightsaber.
Yes.
In my butt. Wait.
Yeah, I like.
I bet you can, buckaroo.
I like my lightsabers like energy cans.
A big lightsaber.
15 ounces and thick.
Oh my God. All right.
Hair in my mouth. Gross.
Ugh.
Anyway.
Hi.
Yeah, showtime.
Yes.
Harley's going in the sixth grade.
Jesus.
I just want to announce that.
I don't like this one bit.
Dude, I feel so old every time you do an update like this.
Think about it. It's
holy fuck.
Been a long time since I was carrying around Comic-Con, huh?
Oh my God. Holy shit. Bro.
That was the first time I think we met.
No.
Was it not when you had the baby and you were carrying
We met
her?
Before the baby.
Yeah. You met before that.
Did we?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I wouldn't expect you to remember. You don't remember the cable management in here.
Get the fuck out of my face.
So school starts in 2 weeks.
Okay.
You know, we do year round school here in Arizona.
Sixth grader.
Sixth grader.
Holy shit, dude.
Gave her the opportunity to buy her own clothes. Like, I'm not letting her mom dress her. I said, we can go to the mall and I'll let you pick out whatever you want.
Okay. Yeah. 12 years old. That's a big deal. 12.
She sees that there's t-shirts in Spencer's.
Oh God.
Oh boy.
Growing up, what was also in Spencer's?
Dildos.
They're still there, by the way.
100% they are. So that's how this story goes. One, she wanted a t-shirt that said, suck my balls with Cartman on it.
Love it.
And the second half was, baby girl, do not look left. And this is what she says to me. Why, Dad? Because that's where all the sexy stuff is.
Wow. And she's in sixth grade. I don't like this.
That's where all the. Did she say sexy stuff?
No, she said sexy. She said it exactly like I said it.
So here's what's. Maybe it was your mileage will vary, but when we were in high school,
it was bongs, dildos, and t-shirts.
I know. We didn't have bongs or dildos. It was t-shirts and like gag gifts and like fart. Box thing.
The sex stuff has always been there, as far as I remember.
Nope, it wasn't in mine. They would have shirts that would like allude to drugs and music and bands and stuff. The dildos were not there.
I obviously went to Spencer's a little bit later in the game since you guys are a little older than me. But I've always remembered there being sex toys and, you know, edible panties and shit like that. I've always been in Spencer's.
No, because the first time that I noticed it was, I don't know, maybe about 10 years ago now. But Nicole and I went in one just at the mall just to see what was in there. And I got to that site. I was like, when the fuck did this happen?
Dude,
like,
it's been a long time. They've had that shit in there forever.
Very off-putting.
What's weird to me.
I remember you could buy like jewelry, like earrings and stuff like that.
And cock rings.
and now, like, again, like more edgy type t-shirts.
Well, it's the same thing that happened with Hot Topic. You know,
Hot Topic got dildos too?
No, but Hot Topic was a lot more.
You can fuck yourself with anything in there. It's technically a dildo.
It's still a dildo, yeah. Hot Topic was way more edgier back in the day, and now it's more geared towards, like, the nerd slash anime fan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whereas back, you know, 15 years ago, it was like, okay, I like metal. You know, it was a, I was like, I'm a goth.
Yeah.
So it's changed a little bit. But, like, as far as back as I can remember, Bob, at least for me, I've always, like, known they had that shit in there. And it's really funny because they strategically place it. And it's like, oh, lava lamps, cock. What?
Yeah.
Like, it's like,
as you're looking through the black light poster fucking thing, and then you look over.
Edible,
like,
panties.
Yeah.
You're What's like, really huh? weird is that. That it's in, and there was a lot of it when I last time I was in. I remember there was like half the store now. Yeah,
I told her, don't look left.
And I was
or in front of you.
Yeah, focus on the ball t-shirts.
At what point did someone within their business strategy team go, you know what? I have an idea. If About we 20, just put,
I want to look it up. I'm
like,
look it up.
You look up when it started
I remember it from when I was young. I mean, and I haven't been to the mall in who knows how long. But the fact was, I was shocked it was still there. Then I thought to myself, if you took the dildos out of Spencer's, you basically have Hot Topic. So,
yeah. Why? Are they owned by the same company?
The dildos?
Oh, wow. Interesting. Spencer's has over 700 stores across the United States and Canada. The business was founded in 1963, and Mahoney notes it has been selling adult products since the mid 1970s. He says cash register located in the middle of the store and separating the novelty from the adult items. I mean, obviously.
Spencer. You know what might be different when I was going to Spencer's, it was in Illinois.
It's a small town.
Yeah. It wasn't small.
Oh, no. Okay.
It was just...
you were in the belt.
I was in the belt. And I wouldn't be shocked if regionally they put different product in stores.
It says they started selling them about 35 years ago.
Well, that kind of go with Steve's age.
A little bit.
Yep.
A little bit.
So
I still don't like what you're saying either way.
I it was just funny. I was like, oh my God, she's my fucking daughter. She wants a t-shirt that says suck my balls. And then
that tracks
it. Then she just makes fun of the porn stuff on the left side of the store.
How does she know that it's sexy stuff? Where's
because
she-
it was a mannequin with a teddy on that had no fucking things over the boobies.
Oh, the nippies were out, huh?
Yes.
Ah, the areolas.
That
kind of
gives it
free.
Away that it's the sexy stuff.
Yeah.
The sexy stuff.
Wow. They grow up so fast.
They do.
This is fucking wild.
They
dude.
Do. And sexy. I was just like, what was SpongeBob shirt? Let's fucking get out of here.
So what was the lesson
did
you
she,
learned,
Did she get
Bob?
The Cartman the shirt? Did she get the Cartman
no,
shirt?
No, she didn't get Cartman shirt. Oh. She's in gifted classes and shit. She's going to be as smart and getting suspended.
Exactly.
That's usually what happens. 100%. Like, they're too
she's
smart.
She's obviously smart enough to fucking know.
Yeah.
I mean, again,
yes.
I'm glad she didn't want the dildo pencil or something. You know what I mean? It's just like, just not ready for
that. Do they sell those pins that they used to have?
The naked girls?
Yeah.
I think they still have that where you click it and she gets naked. Yeah. Those were great.
I'm going to make naked lady circle of jerk pens, but it's going to be us.
But it's just us. And then when you click it, the dick gets longer. Well, Steve's does.
Yours doesn't, yeah.
No, mine stays normal.
My pen has barely any ink left. Steve's has none.
Yeah, I'm out of ink, boys.
This is an invisible ink.
It's a dry pen.
It's invisible ink. It writes, but it doesn't leave any residue.
It needs to. Yeah. It works. It just doesn't leave anything behind.
Right, right.
Well, it does.
It's a spy pen.
It's just like you said, it's invisible. It disappears.
Well, you need black light to see it.
No, you can see it.
No, I'm saying you need black light to see it once it dries. Like a
spy.
You know, like a spy pen.
Yeah. Lemon juice.
Lemon juice, right.
We need to get our R&D department on this immediately.
Yeah, it's already been stolen. Yeah. It's probably already a thing.
Yeah. Yeah, the cummy pen.
The cum. Shaped like a cock.
So, let's see how we transition to this one. my friend to the north, you know, up there in Canada.
Canada.
She told me that Amazon was missing a delivery for one of her friends. It was a house.
Oh, did she order one of those houses from Amazon that they started making? The tiny homes?
One of the tiny homes in Amazon Prime.
How do you deliver that?
Lost that. Well, I'm guessing it's a freight thing.
Oh, yeah, that's I didn't even know, right?
Amazon sold houses.
Yeah, Amazon, I believe.
How much are they?
$19,000.
Asking for a friend.
Yeah, Amazon.
You just need the land to go on, right?
Yeah, Walmart started doing it, and I think Costco did it, and it was either Lowe's or Home Depot, one of the two of them.
It's a weird thing. Yeah. It's like they're compartment, like, and they fold down, and you can pull them out. It's
really
weird. It depends. There's different models, there's like, because I think the foldable one that you're referring to, Bob, Elon was involved in something like that a while back. Like,
so it's basically, just hear me out. It's basically a double wide that folds like a RV.
No.
And it's essentially stationary.
It's more like that particular one he's talking about is like if you crossed a traditional kind of those tiny homes that would pull on a fifth wheel trailer kind of thing. One of those.
Yes. That's call a motorhome.
No. That's not what I'm talking about.
No. I'm talking like it's like a double wide.
That's not what I'm talking about either. So some of the tiny homes you can build, you can get.
Look up foldable mini the home.
Right? Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it legitimately, it's almost like.
But mashed with like a container. Like if you took like those.
It's like a container that unfolds.
Yeah.
And like the walls pull out and it's all like enclosed and it's the weirdest shit in the world.
But
the
when.
Fuck?
They're pretty sick looking.
This one's only $925.
Well. Is it coming from Timo?
In the garage at the shop, right?
Fuck yeah, dude. I just live at the shop, dude.
The problem you're going to have is securing the land, right? Well, at least,
squatter's rights.
Well,
squatter's rights.
First, it's the land. Second, you're going to have to put in some kind
like
of
water or whatever.
Sewage. You're going to have to have a septic tank. You're going to have
again,
a well dug.
Again, though, like, couldn't you put this in a double wide park? Technically,
yeah.
No, because those have HOAs and there's tons of crazy fucking rules.
I'm sure you could find some place that would take it in. If there's a water and electric hookup, you could, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm just curious. Not that I'm buying one tomorrow.
I wouldn't even understand, but she's just like, yeah, my friend's missing her home. And like the Amazon lost her home. And I was like, I thought it was just delivery and it didn't make sense.
Motherfuckers better either deliver that shit tomorrow or
this is what I'm talking about, Ryan, where they're on a little trailer.
I'm looking at them right now
and these are sick too. I mean,
some of these are pretty dope, dude. Like,
yeah,
this
also, like, when researching this, they actually have full-size Lincoln log cabins that you could build, mm-hmm, that we could build in a weekend,
dude. Mm-hmm. This one looks like something straight out of like Black Mirror and it's on Etsy. Like, it, like, no shit, dude, it looks like, look at this thing. I'm fucking sick.
Yeah. There's a company that makes a fifth wheel RV that is not quite like that, but it's very futuristic, all EV powered and all this other shit. There's some cool stuff.
It's actually pretty cool. I mean, like, honestly,
look at this one, dude.
Somebody like you, Ryan, that's a nomad that you could just fold up your house.
Dude, that's fucking tight.
A greenhouse. Yeah. You could grow
the
your
thing
own
is like
stuff.
For someone like me, like, I don't need a huge space. Right.
That,
like,
you could fold up your home and go away.
I disagree because you have way too many toys to fit in one of these things.
Again,
I'd buy a second one.
Yeah. So I can buy
just
two
for my toys.
Yeah. I can buy two for $27,000.
Hey, like, baby, do you want to see my toy house? She's like, oh, yeah.
I see no issue here.
Lightsabers.
Ryan's Playhouse. It'd be like Pee Wee's Playhouse, but weirder.
But cooler. Yeah. Mm. Less flamboyant.
Right. Sure.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to claim is
less mirror on my shoe kind of thing, you know?
I want this one that you found on Etsy, man.
That was kind of sick, dude, right?
Yeah, that's like Bruce Wayne style.
Like, okay,
shit.
So this one's a 3-bed, 3-bath, 1,000 square feet for $68,000.
You've probably put $68,000 in your apartment over the last 5 years.
Shit, no shit. Like, this is crazy.
Steve's got room in his backyard for you.
Yeah, can I live in your backyard?
I actually don't have room.
Let's just fill in the pool. You don't use that shit.
I use it literally all weekend, every week. Mike and I were just talking about this.
I don't care about your orgies. I'm talking about, like, just, you know, just.
Yeah, you can fuck in his house.
Yeah, I'll just let you fuck in the house. It's fine. It's not a big deal.
Ryan, I need you to leave your
tiny house.
I need you to leave your tiny house so I can have an orgy.
Can you unfold your tiny house for me so I can go fuck? I need the toy house, please.
This thing's pretty house. Fucking tight, dude. I'm not going to lie to you.
Dude, look.
Three bed, two. Like,
Ryan, look at this
bath.
One.
Three bath.
Look at that one.
So, like,
bro, I would not, like, I would love that.
It's dope.
That's fucking cool.
24.
Yeah, 24. Really? Yeah, exactly. You have cars worth more than your house.
Dude, that's fucking crazy, bro. What the fuck?
You should just live in your car.
I mean,
it doesn't unfold like that.
But no, but I mean, like they, you know what they say? Like you can drive a car. You can't fucking drive a house. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you can.
Bullshit.
Oh, I guess you get a motorhome.
Yeah, you can. Your dad has true. One.
Yeah, that's very true. He had one. He doesn't have anymore.
See, that was the mistake. Terry got rid of your home.
You should have kept that. Damn it.
You'd have a home.
It's your fault, Dad. I'm homeless.
Way to go, Dad, you fucker. These are cool, man. I mean, honestly, like.
Bro.
These are pretty. You know what's funny, though? You know what's really funny is these places, like these things. I follow an account on Instagram called Cheap Houses in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And like usually something like this, that's like $68,000. You could buy that in Japan for like $25,000.
Oh yeah, there's it's a lot crazy. That they're trying
like,
to get rid of.
Yeah, because there's a lot of like what happens there is like the houses will foreclose or whatever, and they just sit there, and the banks don't want to do anything with them. And then you can walk in with cash and buy a house for $20,000, and the house is ready. Like you don't need to do renovations now. Like
some.
So I was watching a thing where a guy moved. He moved there 3 years ago. Bought the house for like $18,000. Put $7,000 of renovations into the thing, and it's unbelievable. And I'm like, fuck, dude, like for fucking $30,000, you could live in a super sick. And his like his view, he opens a sliding door and it's like he lives like
just Asian naked women.
Amazing. But he lives like an hour outside of Tokyo. So you open the door and it's just like, you know, green like mountains and shit. And I'm like, fuck, dude. But like, so it's funny that this is becoming a thing here because these are the sizes of basically houses in Tokyo and Japan. Yeah. And, it's weird because I've seen these, but I haven't really, like, I didn't know much about them. That's pretty cool, man. I mean, honestly, it's cool. Like, I mean, the way housing is and the fucking 9% interest rates that are going around now and fucking all that shit. I mean, shit.
Dude. Yeah. Amazon, same as cash.
Yeah. No shit. Can I affirm that? Is that
for $45,000? Well, $44,950 on Etsy. How would you, Ryan, like to live in a
space shuttle?
Spaceship.
Pretty sick, dude.
It, Bobby, you got.
Tell me that's not dope.
Let's turn it towards
the
camera.
Wait, send that to me, please. That's fucking sick. Nice.
It's.
That's fucking tight.
It looks like the ISS or some shit. I'll send
it to you. Damn, that's. Dude, this one's pretty cool, too.
There's a bunch, man.
Dude, you know what they look like? You know, Bobby, you know what they look like? Like, especially that one? It looks like they took, like, the movie The Martian and, like, yanked out what he lives in on Mars and just was like, here you go, motherfucker. You can live in, like, a space, you know. Like that looks like something straight out of a game where you would set a settlement on like Jupiter or some shit.
Bro.
Not Jupiter.
And look at this.
That's fucking sick.
Panoramic views, Bobby.
Wait, I don't really want everyone to see me when I'm whacking.
Well, no, I'm sure you can get
it fold down the side.
You can get that, the glass that like darks out?
You can do that, or you can get that cellophane type stuff that goes in, tinted.
Yeah.
So like on
you
the
can't see in but
because
you can
it's reflective.
Yeah.
So I can beat off to anybody why, but they can't watch me.
I'm just standing 4 feet from someone just beating and they don't know I'm just standing.
Yeah,
there.
Dude.
Ryan has the fucking police mirrors put in so he could fucking masturbate to people walking outside this house without them knowing.
Look,
what a great idea.
Look at that, Ryan.
Dude, that thing's fucking cool, man.
It's pretty dope.
I'm looking at it right now.
It's like Jetsons.
Oh, it says it's earthquake typhoon resistant, too. But I don't know if I have to worry about
it. Is it typhoon resistant?
Typhoon
resistant.
I mean, it depends on where you put it, but it might be typhoon resistant.
Yeah, don't fit.
Oh, man, your poon's too tight. I can get this one on AliExpress for $38,000.
Oh, yeah, that's where you want to trust.
Dude, these are cool as fuck.
Comes over in the same crate as 84 Chinese women.
Well, they come screaming out. They put it together for you.
Standard features in that one I was just showing you. It has smart control panel, blah, blah, blah. Modern bar. It has a sound system, automatic curtains.
Get the fuck out.
Panoramic glass, skylight, floor heating. Floor
get
heating.
Get the fuck out of here.
And a projector system.
Yeah. Well, you got that going for you.
For $45,000.
And I know one way we can figure out how to pay for it. We can follow this guy who went and cut off the thumb of a man in Washington, D.C., and then used his phone and his thumb to pay for things.
Wait. Hold on.
That's gangster as hell.
So he demolition manned someone. He cut off his thumb.
Poor Loki.
He cut off his right thumb. And the guy used the dude's phone to unlock things and he paid for things.
So let me get this straight. He was probably like Apple Paying in the store and he's like using the guy's phone in the store. Like, all right, man, I'm going to pay with this Apple Pay. All right, hold on. Hey, is that a thumb? No. You're seeing shit, dude. Don't worry about it. It's my thumb.
You just tape it to your thumb, like
oh, like the thumb that you could do to like magic tricks, where you like
kind of
like that,
kind of.
But it's a fake thumb.
It's just a double wide thumb.
Yeah, you're just always wearing long sleeves.
You got to duct tape it just right so it sits just like right. A real thumb.
Yeah. And you use those band-aids that are
man and we're white. It wouldn't work.
It wouldn't work that
now
way.
No, you use those band-aids that are like
I have vitiligo. You don't know.
My frostbite is really bad on my thumb.
My frostbite.
I have vitiligo. What did you say you have?
Vitiligo.
I didn't know what that was, so I went with frostbite.
It's vitiligo?
It's vitiligo. You can say vitiligo, too, as well. You can Google it, Bob. It's pretty...
I don't know. If you expect me to spell?
Vitiligo.
Man, it sounds good.
Difficult.
Everything is when you're cross-handed. Oh. Remember, I have dyslexia. Are we looking up enunciations?
He looked it up right now.
I looked it up right now, and I saw some really cool pictures. It's like Domino from Deadpool.
Yeah, pretty much.
But the body of this 53-year-old man was found in his apartment bedroom. And the warrant went out for Audrey Denise Miller, who killed him and cut off his thumb to go pay for stuff.
What a gangster move.
Yeah, that's gangster.
Why did he kill him, though? Did they say why he killed him?
I was a she.
Oh, she killed. Oh, she.
Wow. Gray was a prostitute.
Oh, yeah. Makes
you
sense.
Know, and she didn't get paid, so she wanted to continue.
Well, fuck, I'm taking your thumb.
Dude, wait until like, you know, a few years from now when you got to pay by you know, swiping your dick on it. And what? Then they start cutting off dicks.
Why? What? When did you? Why?
That just
why
means would you my fucking dick? Penis is going to be by my mouth a lot when I talk.
Oh, you talk on your phone and you have to swipe your dick
on
your
swipe your dick to open. Then I'm and like, then you hold gotta, on, guys. I no, gotta I'm wipe saying the fucking pre-cum off.
Instead of face ID, instead of face ID, it's cock ID.
Yeah.
Yours.
And you just put your cock in
you
front
would need
of it.
Like six it, cameras.
So I like wave it around like, you like
the I need the fucking James Webb telescope.
He has to do fucking panoramic to get that one
you
to
know
work.
How like when you set up your Apple you have to look in all directions.
Yeah,
you get a helicopter dick
helicopter yep. Your dick around then instead of asking if you want a mask it's like do you want your penis to unlock just while you're hard. I would say no because I make bad decisions.
Yeah, well, my dick's hard. I'm making a bad decision. There's no good decisions.
Oh, fuck, my dick's so hard right now, I'm going to make bad decisions.
That's usually how it's so like.
I
it's
don't
like,
want my phone to unlock.
It's like going to the grocery store when you're hungry. You know, yeah, it's the yeah, same yeah, thing. Yeah. You know? Yeah. It's a bad idea.
I don't want to unlock my phone when my dick's hard.
Who knows where it'll go to? What if it automatically just pulled up porn for you? Like, hey, here you go.
Doesn't my phone already automatically
yes,
do
it does, Mr. Skin.
So, yeah.
That's a wild story.
Not as wild as this one, because I could see this happening to Ryan.
What? Why me?
Because, Ryan, you are this man.
Wow. I don't even know the story.
A New Jersey man flies to Florida to attack another player over an alleged online gaming dispute.
Wait, what game? please say Call of Duty.
No, Arcade.
Oh, I don't know what that
medieval
is.
Medieval Fantasy MMO.
Never heard of it. Yeah.
Well, so Edward Kang, 20, is charged with attempted second degree murder and armed burglary with a mask. So he told his mom he was going to visit a friend in Florida that he learned that he played games with online. Oh, yeah.
And technically,
flew there, went to a convenience store, bought a hammer.
That's not premeditated.
Kang went to the victim's beach home, which was unlocked around 2 a.m. The victim was walking out of his bedroom when confronted by Kang, who hit him on the head with the hammer that he had purchased. The two struggled. The victim called for help. His stepfather responded and helped restrain Kang until police had arrived.
Oh, wait. He didn't actually kill him. He attempted. Okay.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be first degree? It's premeditated. Right, he bought the hammer to go hit the guy with it. Like, I feel like that's premeditated. Unless he bought the hammer to help put like a hang up. You know, his defense counsel is like, well, he actually bought the hammer to help him, you know, hang up a picture.
Kang told investigators the victim is a bad person online.
Yep, that'll get you off.
And in the typical smartass ways, I would say Mr. Kang is gonna go. It's gonna be a long time before you play any more video games. Yeah. Said Leaper, who was the police spokesperson.
What is attempted murder? What's that? 10 years?
I don't know, but are we just going to overlook the fact that the guy's name is Kang?
And he's not playing Ninja Turtles. It doesn't matter.
That's Krang.
same.
Does he know Kung Fu?
I'm saying Kang, like
Kang from Kung Fu.
No, from Walker. MCU.
Oh.
Wow.
Sorry. I already forgot about that character. That's how meaningful it was. Ryan
would be the person that gets attacked for talking shit.
Okay, that's fair. No, you're right. You're right. I thought you were going to be the one that I was going to go attack someone. No, I wouldn't do that.
You're the guy walking out naked at fucking 2 a.m. getting hit in the head with a hammer. I don't know why you're naked in this story.
Yeah, why am I naked? Why'd you immediately make me naked?
Because you got to go to your playhouse.
Yeah. I got to go take a pee.
Because it's the game house.
Yeah, the game house.
I got to go to the game house. Yeah, the game house is 10 feet away, so I got to go. So...
By the way, don't even play like you wouldn't. No, get you're right. With a hammer, because you're lucky I can't figure out how to pull up those leaked Call of Duty lobby fucking things that are out there.
Yeah, there's how many terabytes, Bobby?
I didn't say anything that bad.
Oh. Bro.
That bad?
You don't know. You haven't played video games with me in 10 years.
And here's my point that I was going to make.
He wants to be safe.
Yeah, I don't want to get caught by the fucking...
Says the guys that talk trash, you and Dan, and don't even try to lie like you do. Don't. Whoa. I played Halo 3 with you. Don't.
Hold on. Stop. Time out.
This isn't them on Call of Duty going,
That's not bad.
We have completely closed... When he and I play, we are completely closed off. That's a closed party.
That's terrible.
We don't talk to anybody.
You don't even like proximity chat with people?
Fuck no.
Oh, that's terrible.
Dude,
I haven't talked
on his fucking foot pedal and I get it double echoed in my ear. Fuck you, you fucking bitch.
And that's my point. I haven't talked to another human being outside of you guys when we played online gaming since those days of Call of Duty.
Yeah.
And when I play Helldivers, dude, I literally...
Well, what are you going to talk trash on Helldivers? No, you're all playing the same game.
But you're trying to work...
He talks shit to the fucking NPCs he's killing.
No, you're trying to work together. I can't hear a word, or, you know, they can't hear me because I don't have a headset
on. So then how do you work together?
Sometimes they'll be talking, but I just follow someone's lead or I do my own thing, but still within the confines of what I know needs to happen.
So you're the guy... So you're... Bobby, he's the reel that you sent me, the mic reel, where there's always the mic off doing something else. And then like the team's over here doing this.
Mike,
I need you, Mike. That's Steve.
Nah, dude, it works perfectly. I can't talk to weird fucks online, dude.
God, dude, I love talking shit.
I know you do. And that's why you would get a hammer to the head.
I love
Ryan
it.
Ryan would definitely get a hammer to the head.
You know what? Bring it. Come give me that hammer. I got the
fucking Donkey Kong over here.
Dude, I just
taking hammers to the head.
Usually
what?
I get a little perturbed.
A little? All the time. All the time.
I get a little...
Fuck you, drop shot, motherfucker!
Says the guy that says the same thing.
Not live.
That's true. You don't ever hit the pedal. That's true.
I just say it to you.
Yeah. I'm the only one that hears it. I should start recording it. I'm going to start using my GoXLR record your fucking...
Yeah, just so you get my rages.
Yeah. Because it's like... It's funny because it's usually...
That's what he does. Somehow we get in every Mexican lobby known to man.
I don't understand how that happens.
And Ryan does mariachi sounds the whole time.
And then I'll start saying stuff in Spanish, at least the Spanish words that I know, which are usually not good ones. And I don't know what it is about Bobby and I's Warzone lobbies, but for some reason we get put in the Spanish lobbies and it's just like constant Spanish. And first of all, we're trying to communicate. And the thing is, I don't know if you guys like know this, but you guys can actually like go into a Discord call now and you don't actually have to be in game chat.
Open mic.
Yeah. You don't have to be an open mic. I don't have to hear you speaking Spanish. I don't have to hear you speaking German, whatever the fuck.
So let me ask you something. And you guys are playing PC.
Yeah. We're playing Warzone. Yeah. Yeah.
On PC.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
Does it not have the ability on the PC to like,
I can turn it all off, but I keep,
but it gives away.
So what happens is a lot of these like console players,
they'll be like, there's somebody above us. Yeah, and Ryan will be like, I can hear you, asshole. You're in the open chat.
So Bobby and I'll be in a Discord, so they can't hear us talking at all.
Right.
But then what will happen is they'll be in proximity chat. And if I can hear them, I know they're
close.
They're within, usually it's like 100 feet,
something like that.
So like, I know they're in 100-foot circle of me. So now I know they're there. And I love when they're like, yeah, man, they're in
this building.
So I usually, I have my push to talk set up in the game. Mm-hmm. So I can go into game chat when I press my pedal. So I press the pedal and be like, hey guys, I know you're there too. I can hear you.
We can hear you.
We can hear everything you're doing. Or like what really is funny is I have my game sound set on bass boost so I can actually hear footsteps a little bit better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like a lot of times they'll be like, how do they know we're here? And it's like, motherfucker, I can hear you.
We can hear you. Yeah, like, we have a better setup.
Yeah, I can hear you much better. So like I usually like to troll people like that. The ones that get me are like you drop in and it's just like toxicity.
But I feel like back in the day you could only hear.
You heard after the game.
No, right. You only heard your team.
Yes.
Right.
So proximity chat. So the what they've done in a lot of these like battle royale games is I don't think they did in Fortnite, but I think in like PUBG, Warzone, and some of the other ones, and even I think Apex, they did a proximity chat. Okay. So if you're within the proximity of another player, you can hear them talk in game chat.
That's interesting.
So it's fun because it's actually done a lot of really funny things for us too. So like I was playing Gray Zone, which is like another kind of like Tarkov or whatever kind of like game, and I'm doing a mission. And I'm in voice game chat and three other players from the other faction like roll up on me and I talked my way out of them killing me because
I'll suck your dick.
I was like, I'll put my gun away and I won't
cheeseburgers.
I was literally talked my way out of dying because in that game you die, you lose
everything.
I'll
give you my login.
Yeah. Like, so I was like, guys, I will turn around. I will walk the other way to extraction. Please do not kill me. I'm just trying to do this fucking mission, and I've tried to do it 10 times. Please, for the love of Christ, don't kill me. And
they're like, I would have fucking killed you.
If it were me, I would have shot me. That's just me. But it has really, like, it does have some fun, you know. My favorite is, like, these guys will be talking in game chat, and Bobby and I will just start talking to them, and they start running their mouth, and we just shit on them. And it's like, it's... Dude, it's the old days, man. It's when we played
all or nothing days. Dude, the old days.
Remember when we played like?
And what happens when you run your mouth too much, Ryan?
They chase Bobby. He gets killed. No.
What also happened because you ran your mouth too much? What are you missing right now? Your fucking account.
Oh yeah, my account got hacked.
I'm pretty sure because
which one?
My Warzone account got hacked.
Your Activision Warzone.
So I had to start another. And so here's the wild thing.
I'm pretty sure it's because he was running his mouth.
Probably because I was talking shit.
How the hell did that happen?
No idea. So I went to log in one day, and they're like, hey, you need to verify your account. I was like, oh, okay. And I just entered my shit in, and it was like,
and it's
level one. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like level 475.
Because they disconnected his account from his email
address. So they went in and stole my account, disconnected my email address to that account, and then attached their email address. And then when I filed an Activision like support ticket, they're like, well, your account's fine. And it's the level one account that I just fucking started because they disconnected my account. So what's funny is the account that they stole is still on Bobby's friends list. So he can see them and they changed the name. And I'm like, dude, I typed it all out. Here's my old account. Here's my new account.
Have a shit password or what?
No, it wasn't. Dude, I do not do that anymore. Like, remember when my Xbox Live got hacked like back in like 15 years ago?
Yeah.
I had a shit password. Not now, dude. I got numbers and all kinds of, there ain't no way someone's guessing that. So either someone had a key, someone has a key logger or something. And
you got malware all over your computer.
I only use my computer for gaming. I use it for nothing else. So I haven't clicked on anything. I haven't downloaded shit other than games.
You fucked with the wrong Rooskies, man.
Apparently someone got mad. We either shit on them or I said something.
Mexican lobby got mad on them. Speaking of shit on them, do you know Arizona has a poop museum?
I did know that. And Nicole and I talked about going to it recently.
Wait. Hold on. It's a poop museum?
Correct.
Yeah, up in Williams.
How does that work?
It teaches the science using fossilized feces.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Like dino
poop? The variety
poop.
Of dung on display ranges from minuscule termites dropping to massive specimens that weigh 20 pounds.
Massive. So like in the South Park scale, that's like 30 Keurigs? Or how does that work? I don't know if you guys seen that episode, but yeah. It's just a poop museum? Like literally there's like petrified poop on display?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Nicole and I talked about going to it.
I had a turd the other day that probably would put in there. I had to shit pretty bad.
I heard you have a poop museum. I'd like to make a donation.
Yeah. Do you guys take donations?
Not petrified yet.
Yeah, it'll get there eventually. It sat in the water for a little bit.
7,000 on display.
7,000 on display.
That's a lot of shit.
The poop museum sign has a bright green T-Rex cartoon with a character sitting on a toilet.
That's awesome. Wait, do they have T-Rex poop there? I want to see T-Rex poop. Is it as big as the poop in Jurassic Park?
That wasn't
warm. That wasn't T-Rex poop.
No, it was Triceratops poop. Don't try to fucking Jurassic Park me, son.
Yeah, we wanted to go.
I want to see T-Rex poop.
Because I wanted to do a trip where we could go over to Maynard Keenan's vineyard. Yeah, go to the vineyard. Yeah. And then make a trip over here and see some poop.
Shit. And look at some shit.
Yeah, why the hell not?
Well, I believe, and I don't know if I have to look it up again, but I think in Iceland, they have a phallic museum. So it's a cock museum, and they have a bunch of dicks on display. And like whale cocks. Holy shit, those are literally big shit.
Yeah, those are big turds.
Yeah, it says there's some measuring up to 2 feet long.
That's a huge
six
turd.
Inches wide. It's like Steve's cock.
I had a shit like that the other day that was about
two feet long.
18 inches minimum. And when I dude, it was one of those ones that went
curled?
Up the bowl.
Did it curl?
No.
Oh.
It went down the hole, but up the bowl. And I looked down and I was like, oh no. And I flushed. And it fucking helicoptered the whole bowl.
Wait,
and
is that a helicopter? Did you helicopter shitted?
Dude, wow. It smeared
what
the whole inside.
Yeah, what did you eat?
It was solid. It was just like a solid, beautiful.
How many times did you wipe?
I don't remember.
I showered.
I don't remember what the wiping situation was like.
Five to six wipes a day.
So.
Oh yeah.
I just hosed it out.
He hosed his asshole off.
It's not the best bidet in the world, but it gets.
It's not a Japanese toilet.
Yeah.
It's Nicole with a spray bottle.
She's in it. All right, bend over. She's got spray like seven. She's got super soaker.
Yeah.
Just pump it
away.
Do
they still sell super soakers?
Yeah, I believe so.
They do, and there's some really badass ones, man.
Really?
I saw one the other day.
Why do I want
it? It was
a
machine gun, water gun.
How does that work?
Dude, I have no idea.
But you wanted to buy it, didn't you?
It also had like a light or a laser in it. So when you
shoot, it has a laser sight.
When you not a sight.
Oh.
When you pull the trigger each time, the laser is lighting up the water that's shooting out. So it
looks like a laser beam.
It was so fucking rad.
Where's that at?
Let me see if I can.
I don't need
it,
but I do need it.
Pew pew pew.
Dude, I want. Let's. It's
more for his toy room.
I'll hang it on the wall.
No, you won't. You'll play with it.
You're damn right. I will. Then I'll hang it on the wall. That's
damn right,
and
you have a lot of toys. Yeah, you want to get wet, baby?
Yeah,
she's
wanna
like,
get wet.
Yeah, and he's all pew, pew, pew.
Fill it with lube. Oh, I think I've seen that one. It
Some
looks like
of these
a shotgun.
Museum things that they're showing here look like fucking baked potatoes.
They probably are baked potatoes.
Just lied.
They're liars. Can you imagine shitting a baked potato?
God damn,
that
Steve obviously doesn't.
Shitting a baked potato.
That's a big fucking turd, dude.
Like in the foil?
Yeah, in the foil. Is it split with some onions?
No, it's got chives and sour cream on it.
Yeah, sour cream comes on the front after.
You gotta use the front to load it up with sour cream.
It's freshly squozed.
Where do you get the cheese? Where do you get the shredded cheese from?
From Munda.
From Munda. Yeah, from Munda. You walked into that.
I did.
This isn't the one, Ryan, that has the laser.
Oh, that's sick.
But this one's pretty dope.
$125.
It's
thing
fully
shoot
automatic.
Feet. It better shoot 100 feet.
It's fully automatic.
How far does it shoot?
Hold on, I need
to know.
It's powerful, fully automated.
Yeah, but what's the? I'm going to know the shot length. For $125, it better shoot at least 60 feet.
Water so. Hold on. To reload, just dip the
Arizona
front.
Hard water doesn't go through it.
You dip the. Hold on. They got that solved too. You dip the front.
It does
front,
not have a carbon filter.
It has a filter.
Get the fuck out.
You
here.
Dip the front of the gun in a water source. And
that's
it
what
fully,
your dad needs to work on next is how we do a better water gun with your filtration system.
It fully refills and repressurizes automatically in 10 seconds by putting the
you don't have to. There's no pumping.
No. It's fully auto.
It's lazy.
And
how are kids going to learn
how to
masturbate?
Look at this, bro. It's got a shot count like the fucking
the
guns in Aliens.
Get out of here.
Got the battery.
It's a smart gun.
It's a smart gun.
I didn't know how far it shoots, though.
How far?
Yeah, there we go.
2.5 inches.
15 meters.
How far? Is that like 15 yards? So that's like
45 feet plus.
Damn. Yeah, 15. Was it 3 feet to a yard? So
you're not accurate enough to hit anybody with that.
The fucker.
I just gave you the math. 45 feet ish.
Yeah.
Yeah. So 15. Is 45 enough?
Yeah. Not for 125.
Yeah, I need at least for 125. I need another
500 feet.
It has a smart filter to protect the tank from dirt particles in the water. So maybe it doesn't get out the hard deposits.
Yeah,
but.
Well, I mean, it's not going to get out of calcium. There's, it's not a reverse osmosis. Okay, it's not going to that motherfucker be fucking $1,000 for a water squirt gun.
Dude, this thing's sick.
It's pretty tight. I mean, like. I remember that you had to have the backpack and you had like the big old super soaker shit.
This wasn't on the agenda, but Biden calls Kamala Harris Vice President Trump.
Yeah.
Dude, that...
Anyway, we're not going to
get into it. Yeah, we're moving on. I can't handle it.
It just happened to pop up on the top of my next article that's way more important, which this chick claims that she's a holistic sex worker. I help people with disabilities and mental illness experience intimacy.
So I've got a
chance. She's fucking disabled people?
Yes.
Hell yeah. I'm disabled.
Charlie Stevens, 41, has worked in the sex industry for 5 years and specializes in seeing people with trauma and disabilities. She has clients who have been unable to develop connections in physical relationships, and she charges $140 per hour session.
Sick. So you're saying there's a chance.
From sensory massages to naked cuddles and occasionally full service, Charlie is a chance for them, for those people to be themselves.
Why only occasionally full service?
Well,
maybe she don't want to fuck them.
Maybe they don't have a, maybe they have a
micro. Maybe they don't want to fuck.
Yeah, maybe they just want to cuddle. Haven't you ever seen Deuce Bigelow? Not all the chicks want to have sex.
She has a
She says,
I have a massive passion for helping people who don't have access to standard physical and emotional relationships.
Is she hot?
I see people who may have physical disabilities and aren't able to connect with people in their local area. It's just not about sex. It's about the experience you have with a professional in a beautiful space, and it's designed for a purpose.
Is she hot?
She's not hot.
So if you're doing it for medical reasons, you're not a prostitute anymore?
No. That works. Come on. You didn't know that?
Advertisements.
He's trying to pull up the photo of her and it just keeps popping up like pop-ups.
I mean, prison guard turned sex worker.
Cute.
Yeah. She got
she got a rack. Holy shit.
Yeah. They're, you know. Unless this is her.
She looks like the alien in Men in Black.
Hold on. These photos.
Vincent D'Onofrio?
No, that's that one.
These photos in the article don't match this video.
No, that's not the same. Who that? Because that ain't her. Unless that's what she looks like when she does the sex work. She gets like, there's not the same chick. There's no way.
I think this article is showing two different stories.
That's not her.
That is not the same chick.
Because if that's her, I'm about to fake mental illness.
It's not. That was an ad for a completely different article. All right.
That's what I thought.
This is the one that you're getting.
Yeah, no thanks. Nah, man. Not
for $154.
I'm not faking a brain injury for that.
Well, you get hit with a hammer, you won't need to fake it.
That's very true.
Yay, sex with me.
Yay, my penis is hard.
Yay.
Yay.
Intimacy.
Yay, I just came.
I mean, you've had worse.
Yay. Not when I was mental.
I've had worse. Thanks.
You've had worse. You've had worse. God.
Yeah.
So many men are insecure and have trauma. Male suicide is an all-time high. I've had men that are grieving and just cried in my arms for an hour. It's all about creating a completely safe space. Charlie says her job is presented with some issues, including being banned from entering the U.S. on the grounds of crimes of moral turpitude. So she's not allowed in the United States anymore.
So where is this at? Yeah. Where's she banging these people?
I have not found a location yet. I'm still reading along with it.
Still researching it, huh?
Yeah, well.
Just in case, you know.
Yeah, well.
In case someone shows up with a hammer.
Oh, man. So that is quite interesting. 150. Oh, she's in the UK.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, I mean, I have nothing wrong with prostitution to begin with.
No.
Who gives a shit?
Who cares?
I mean, we all pay for sex in different ways.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, what's the difference of taking a girl to dinner, paying $65 for dinner, and then going to have drinks, and then fucking? I mean, I basically just paid $140.
And then her never, and then her,
for sure.
And yep. Then her never calling you again or vice versa.
Yeah, it's basically the same thing.
It's the same thing.
Or pay the $100, or do I pay an extra $50 and make sure I get it for sure and don't have to worry about it?
Then I don't have to play games.
And no pressure.
Nope.
And no, like, can I touch the boobie? Maybe. Yeah. No.
Okay. And then you don't have that uncomfortable, I ate too much pasta sex.
That one's wrong.
Yeah. Either.
Yeah. My
stomach hurts.
It's weird, man. I feel like the whole prostitution thing is such a taboo subject for us here in the United States, whereas there's so many other countries that it's just a legal thing. And I, like, we're so
How much did it cost in Japan?
It was like
less than 154.
It wasn't less than 154. It was like $200, something like that.
But she got a massage too.
Yeah. I got
full service.
It was totally worth it. Yeah.
Totally worth it. Full service.
Yeah. He got the tire washing thing at the car wash.
Yeah, I got the she shined my wheels as well.
And your b-hole?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she shined my b-hole. Yeah. It was great. Get in there and shine it nice and deep, like, you know.
Tongue punch your fart box if you pay
extra? I'm sure if you pay extra they would, yes. Just in case you ever
I saw Japan. Some Instagram rovers like the girl's like, is this the area in Japan where you can have sex? And the tourist guy's like, yeah. And she's like, I heard you can raw dog it for a certain amount. How much more? And she's like, $50. She's like, $50? That's nothing.
Yeah, dude. It's honestly like, and it's at the discretion of the girl, you know, like.
Yeah. Yeah. So the tongue punch.
I'm sure. Yeah.
It's gotta be about 25.
Yeah, maybe like 28.
I would. You know? I don't know. As a prostitute, whether I'd rather get raw dogged or fucking have to eat ass.
Raw dog. Not happening. Especially too, like as a prostitute, she's like, you don't know. Well, I mean, okay. So for
at least you can wash the butt.
Well, right. Well, that's the thing. Usually, before you do anything, they make you get in the shower and they wash you, so you are clean.
Right. So, they can get in there.
Spread
and
them butt cheeks. I'm about to get in there. You know, like.
Okay.
Hey man, whatever. The thing is, dude,
was it mint or jelly?
Yeah, it was fruit punch. the thing is, dude, like,
oh, it's a fruit, all right.
This is the guy that likes bananas for the shape, not the taste.
I don't really like the taste either.
He's like, ew, gross.
My mom is like, mom's like, hey, you know, where's our next trip? And I was like, I don't know. Where do you want to go? She's like, I want to go to Amsterdam. I'm like, Mom, are you prepared?
It's a lot different in recent years. They've changed.
Yeah, they changed a lot.
Red light district is cleaned up quite a bit, but
I went to the red light district when I was 8 years old.
Yeah,
what
service did you get? I'm just curious.
My mom and dad went away for a little bit. I don't know. Did
$28 for like your butthole to get tongue punched?
Did you turn to the left and say, "Is that the sexy stuff?"
Sexy stuff, Mom.
Sexy stuff.
Yeah, like father, like to my daughter. Mom, she would have slapped me in the fucking face. If I remember right, I think it was like we were on some kind of canal tour or some kind of bus, and she's like, just like, all right, put your head down.
ladies
in the street.
It was funny when in April when I went to Japan with my mom, we walked through like Shinjuku, and then like you if you're in Shinjuku, you're going to walk through Kabukicho. It's just there, right? And we walked through, and she's like, she starts looking around, and it was funny because I could tell she realized where we were.
Is that awkward getting a boner in your mom?
Okay, just so you know, when you walk through the red light district, there's not just like naked chicks everywhere. It's everything is like weirdly hidden, and you don't see anything unless you know what doors and like where to go. You're not seeing anything that's
it's just
red
deflecting.
Light. I'm being honest. You're not going to walk through there and get a boner randomly.
So after you retire,
maybe in Amsterdam when they're in like the naked in the fucking windows and shit.
Ooh, la, la.
Yeah, well, so, not naked, but you know.
So at the end of the day, after a long day, and you and your mom went back to where you were staying and you retired for the night, was she going out back by herself and getting some action?
Hey, man, who knows? I fell asleep pretty quick. Maybe she was. Hell, I don't know. Good for her. Hopefully, you know, fucking whatever the Japanese dude's name was taking care of business.
Who said it had to be a dude?
Whatever, man. None of my business. I mean, I did it one night. I was
you
like,
did a dude?
Yeah, I did a dude. I love how every fucking time.
You walked right into it, man.
God damn it. No, I went back to Kabukicho. Not the dude.
Okay.
You fucking asshole.
I don't know if Cho's a dude or a chick. I don't know.
Stupid.
Well, I know one way we could tell about your boners.
Crotch cam?
Did you know that there's basically a fit dick?
What? Wait, is the cock ring you put on your dick like a Fitbit?
It's like a Fitbit, and it tracks your boners.
So what's funny is if you're listening to this and you're a girl, you don't know, but guys have different boners. You can have one that's like, you never had like a different, but like one where it's like sort of hard and like.
That's just a chub.
Yeah, but I'm saying like a different boner, right? Then like a rock
there's
hard.
There's definitely different boners. You've never, Steve, in your life, you've never had like a nervous boner?
Oh God, maybe when I was like in, like, you know, in prepubescent years where it starts like working on its own, you're like, what's this?
Yeah, but like, you know, the hide my fucking dick behind a book boner.
The uptuck.
Yeah.
I didn't do the uptuck.
I've had to do the uptuck.
I never.
You uptucked and it fucking.
Hit him in the fucking nose.
Yeah. The problem, full confession, gentlemen.
He uptucked and titty fucked himself.
full confession. So I hook right.
And I'm an uphooker.
I have a theory, and I've never, you know, went into detail.
You haven't looked at many cocks about it, yeah.
I think what it's caused from you. You said you did an uptuck.
Yeah. No, I've always.
Always went to the right, like in when I wore boxers, so and then
pushed down,
and then by about junior high, sixth grade, I started wearing boxers, right? And then you got to pick a leg.
Yeah, you can't just.
And it always went down the right because.
Oh yeah, yours went to the right.
And
so
now,
so you forced it to the right.
I'm forever got a little curve, I think, because of that.
Bobby, you.
I hanged to the left.
So did you curve?
Did you curve to the left?
Yeah,
did you
uptuck?
I don't know. Mine's like a belly button. I don't have to worry about it. I just uptuck when it's a boner.
Jesus Christ.
I will say that.
My dick comes out of nowhere. It's awkward.
In terms of,
like,
you know, differences, those, the morning wood boners.
Yeah, those are the ones that suck.
Those are the ones that.
Boner?
Oh, pee boners suck too.
They're the worst. Especially morning pee boner.
Oh, morning pee boner
is the worst.
You're like trying to hold your dick down and
there's
like.
Did you ever see that movie with Zac Efron where they were
the pee boner?
The pee boner, and then he sits on the toilet backwards. The pee.
Oh yeah, I did. Yes.
You have to sit, but then you run into a new problem because
your dick hits the toilet.
If you shit, you accidentally poop on the front of the toilet seat.
No, you're either gonna. Potentially, depending on the depth of the bowl or the length of the bowl, you're either going to hit the bowl or your dick's going to scrape the bottom of the lid or, you know, the seat.
Oh, yeah.
That little edge is sharp.
Ow.
Yeah, it hurts.
I don't want that on my tip.
Who said tip?
Shaft, whatever.
Steve's like,
I don't have a monster cock, okay?
Yeah. It hurts regardless.
My pee boner's not swimming around the bowl like Loch Ness.
I'm sorry, my dick isn't a monster can, okay?
I'm just saying, well, my point of it was the morning wood one, ladies, if you're listening, the morning wood one,
sucked,
if you're still listening.
No, that's the one that they should go after.
Well, yeah, that's the most, like,
it
raw,
is the most
raw cock.
Raw, engorged.
Sexual, just full of blood.
Yeah,
it's just.
This isn't a horny thing. This is like.
No, it's funny, dude. Like, when I wake up with morning wood, I am not.
Rarely is it because you were having a dream about sex.
Yeah,
usually it's you could have a dream about racing cars, flying flying like Superman, being in a machine gun fight. It could be literally anything
other than
I
sex.
I sleep on my stomach, and that morning wood fucking sometimes wakes me up.
I just get lifted up.
It's like time for you to wake
cock
up,
push
sir.
Up. You do cock
it's,
push
it's like a reverse tent.
Yeah,
I'm the tent.
Cock push up. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're the worst. I mean, peeing with a boner is awful. Like, even peeing with a half chub is awful. It's just kind of like, man, fuck, can I just pee? I just want to pee. Yeah. I'm just here to pee. You know, I'm not here to cum.
But so
cum.
You can track this based on this atom sensor.
So what's the point of this?
It supposedly is because the vascular health, cardiovascular health.
But
because if you're getting boners, it's supposedly good blood flow,
that makes sense.
Again, this thing looks like it's an iPod or an AirPod holder with some fucking.
So here's my
floss around it. I don't know if I want that wrapped around my cock.
Here's the question, you know, because you know, not all of us just have a massive ding dong all the time. I'm a grower, not a shower. So usually, you know, when I'm flaccid, you know, I'm about 3-4 inches. But when I'm hard,
fair.
You know, like fair. So does like what? Because it gets, you know, it's bigger, you know, right? Like, so how do you size that so it's on your dick? So when you get hard,
it's like
how does that work?
Thing.
Oh, it's like what's it look like? I don't. Is it like
think that
it's
this
like a
thing goes around your dick.
Where does it go?
It,
oh no, it does. I've seen pictures of it.
Wait,
well,
it's just
showing what looks
You've
like
seen pictures on a dick.
It shows what looks like a case.
Yes,
but
in the case, there's like dental floss that wraps around.
Yeah, it doesn't show.
That sounds
a picture.
Awful.
Yeah, I saw it on an Instagram ad, so that's how I got here. They don't exactly show it in here.
What else did
you show it wrapping around his penis?
How did that come up on
Instagram? Yeah, why are you getting these ads?
Were you looking up penis? Were you looking at penis pumps?
Focus on show shit!
We're talking about you and what you were looking at to get this to pop up.
Who has the heart issues? Maybe my boner's important.
I'm just asking.
That's what happened. It's it's correlating. It's correlating.
We're done.
I
I love how we can't talk about him. Ever talk about what he does? What is that English? Did you just stroke
There's
out?
There's easier ways
to measure your boner.
Yeah, it's got a
to measure your cardiovascular health than getting this weird dental floss.
I just want to know how it goes on your dick.
I'm sure you do.
Maybe I want to track my boners.
I'm just saying there's easier way.
You know what? I know that. What's that thing you wear on your wrist, Bobby? The
my whoop.
Yeah. So it's what do they call this one? Like so, whoop is for
it's
like
it's called an atom sensor.
That's what's that one do? Name. What's the whoop do?
It tracks like his.
It tracks all my heart stuff.
Yeah, his heart stuff.
I thought your Apple Watch.
I stopped doing the Apple Watch because it kept triggering got tired of notifications. This thing doesn't have a screen.
Yeah, it has no screen. So you track
well,
it.
How you do you know if there's a problem?
Because then I'll get in on the app.
Yep. It'll.
This boner sensor costs $192.
Right.
I better get good boners.
And for $50, I think it is.
A month?
You can go to the eye doctor and they will do a retinal scan with a laser that'll do an optical image of the back of your optical nerve and your eye. And that is the best indicator to test your cardiovascular health is through your eyes. Your eyes are literally a window into your body. And
how does that have to do with my boner?
Because your boner, the whole point of this is cardiovascular health.
How many boners do you think you get in a night?
A lot.
I don't know. Probably.
I think as soon as I fall asleep and that first dream happens, it's just a constant.
At least two times a day. So
three times at night.
Yeah, three times. I might do it in my sleep. I don't know.
I mean, I wake up with a boner every day.
Every healthy man experiences between 3 and 5 erection episodes lasting a total of 1.5 to 3 hours during sleep.
Really?
This is your body's way. So as to keep the erection mechanism healthy, providing highly oxygenated blood to your fucking dick.
Hell yeah.
So is it just trying to make sure that like we're working and it's not gonna not work?
Yeah. I like that.
Like it's like inflate.
It's like a sleep number bed that just tracks your wiener. I like that.
It's like testing tire pressure.
Yeah, it's a tire pressure for your dick.
No, it's like the old school like water softening systems that has to flush every once in a while.
It backwashes. Yeah, it has to backwash to clean itself. That's what it is. So your dick gets hard to make sure it's
still
flowing.
We don't want no stale blood in there. Clots.
Yeah, I mean, that's why they tell you if you have a boner
more
than 4 hours.
Night erections can be very important overall health warnings linked to cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and hormonal issues.
So how many are you getting, Bob? I'm curious.
I don't have my sensor.
You don't have the sensor yet?
Can we hit them up? No more.
Can we hit them up and see if we can get free sensors?
The sensor is a ring-like device that you wear at the base of your penis just before going to bed.
Oh, it's a nice thing.
It's so small and compact, like my penis. And completely non-obstructive. So after a few minutes, you won't even notice you are wearing it, just like when I have sex.
So do they have like different sizing? Do they have like gargantuan to micro penis?
Continuous monitors, the continuous monitoring of penile changes, the engorgement of penis, and wirelessly transmit the data to the Atom mobile app installed on your phone.
When you wake up,
hopefully after 8 hours, hopefully I wake up at all, you simply end the measurement and remove the sensor. Our smart algorithms then analyze the data, and our app produces a report of the results of your measurement.
So instead of wearing a sleep apnea, it's a cock apnea.
Yes.
It's a cock apnea.
Does it
test.
Send you a notification that just says dick broke?
Wah, wah, wah.
Wah, wah, wah. Cock broke. That's wild.
For each erection episode, we provide you with a percentage value reflecting the erection quality and the detection of the episode.
I'm at 99%.
The erection quality is calculated by dividing the average.
What the fuck? I can't believe this is real. This sounds like something so made up, it's not even funny.
Could you imagine if the erection quality graph, it shows a graph, but what if it was just like the dick and it just had like a bar graph like, that went up and down in terms of quality.
Sir, you're only at ball level right now. We consider any erection episode with greater than 80% erection quality to be valid.
But how are they determining and defining erection quality?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you should look it up. You should get
that
one.
Should matter, but with your partner, like
that's kind of what I'm getting at.
So can you wear it while you're fucking?
I tried to get that once. There was a monitor for fucking that would keep track of how many calories you burnt based on a condom, but they were always sold out of them.
Wait. If you turn on your Apple Watch, you can put on one of the fitness modes. Yeah. There's a few in there that'll track it close enough. Nicole and I have both had the watch trigger many times at the same time and said, do you want to start a workout?
Oh, look at you fucking.
Whoa, take it easy, tough
weird,
guy.
I'm just
Whoa,
saying.
Weird fucking flex.
I'm just
weird
saying because flex. We both had the watch, guys, right?
Not only is my dick big, I fuck so hard, Apple recognizes it.
Yeah, it's an exercise, you know. I don't usually do cardio at the gym. I just do it at home.
I just do cardio at home.
I think for job, then I work out at home. We fuck so good, I burn calories.
That's probably why it triggers, because it's like you have no cardio.
You know, most people don't like to eat like pizza and stuff, but I just burn it off when I fuck at night, so it's whatever.
Pizza
dude.
And fucking, bro.
Everybody asks, how do I stay so skinny? I fuck so hard, I burn all in a calorie deficit.
Man. Yeah, I go in there to the workouts, and then
but what workout?
It fucking.
That's got to be the weirdest flex I've ever seen. Yeah.
That's a flex. That's a flex. That's a flex. Hate to break it, that's a flex. Like
you've been fucking 3 years of telling us how giant your cock is.
Hold on. No, you guys told us how giant it was.
No. Mr. Bolster with his fucking wiener now is also fucking ruining Nicole's guts and getting workouts. Jesus Christ, I'm done. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.